Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second, the shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the catcher, Dave Engel. Batting fifth, the DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third, the DH, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth, the catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Engel scores. Bush goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Brunansky scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bush reaches second base with a double. Engel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Lowry moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Whitaker scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Hatcher moves to third. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Rusty Kuhn's pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Kuhn's moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuhn's scores. Bergman moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Tigers, 5. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Dwight Lowry. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Lemon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.